From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, March 23rd, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Legislature is seeking $46 million from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to finance the construction of the proposed county jail. A resolution was approved at a meeting of the full legislature on Monday, March the 20th. If awarded, the USDA funds would be used to pay off construction loans and help relieve the debt incurred as a result of the project over a 30-year period. The federal loan would carry an interest rate of 2.75%, but not be available to the county until after the project is completed. Construction loans and general obligation bonds will be sought to pay the contractors involved in the project, Greene County Administrator Sean Groton said. He said, and I quote, "It's not unusual for federal grants to be reimbursement grants. Think of it as a mortgage, a 30-year mortgage," end quote. Groton said a vote on the bond resolution remains before the entire project is approved. A supermajority of the legislature, or 10 votes, will be required for the project to move forward. The $46 million sought from the USDA is the current estimated cost of the new facility, $8 million less than a previous rough calculation. The ultimate size and cost of the new jail continues to be a point of disagreement among elected officials. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Register-Star that two youth-focused recovery health and wellness facilities will open in Catskill and Hudson next month. The Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene Counties has announced the two clubhouses will provide a, and I quote, "a supportive alcohol and drug-free environment," end quote, for those between the ages of 12 and 21 in recovery or at risk of addiction. The programs will be located at 455 Main Street in Catskill and at 802 Columbia Street in Hudson. Clubhouse Director Kay Hillman said, and I quote, "The goal is to assist youth in developing lifelong skills to live a life free of alcohol and substance abuse. Every kid is pretty much at risk for substance abuse, drugs and alcohol. It doesn't discriminate between poor, rich, it's everywhere," end quote. Hillman said the program does not offer treatment, but does provide a place for youth to interact with each other. The clubhouse will be open Thursday through Sunday on a drop-in basis to start, Hillman said. Transportation options for kids living outside of Catskill and Hudson are also being discussed, he said. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. More than 500,000 residents of upstate New York will lose their health care coverage if the GOP health care bill is approved, according to the Project Our Care Coalition. In a statement released on Wednesday, March the 22nd, the coalition warned that the provisions of the bill, including massive cuts to Medicaid, increased costs, and weakened coverage protections for older and low-income people, combined with tax breaks for the wealthiest Americans, would result in nearly 66,000 of U.S. Representatives John Faso's constituents in the 19th Congressional District losing their health care coverage. Leslie Datch, the coalition's campaign director, said, and I quote, "If members of the House and Senate really care about the health and financial security of their constituents, they would vote no on any bill that raises health care costs and cuts coverage," end quote. The group called on the New York congressmen to, and I quote, "be honest with their constituents and admit they're voting to strip them of their health care," end quote. Protect Our Care is a political coalition formed in 2016 to block the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. Membership includes the Center for American Progress, Doctors for America, the NAACP, the National Council of La Raza, the National Urban League, the National Women's Law Center, and SEIU. Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Register-Star that Hudson is now a sanctuary city following a vote by Common Council on Tuesday, March the 21st. The approved resolution affirms a commitment to provide local government services regardless of immigration status. The measure passed on a vote of 10 to 1. Common Council President Claudia DiStefano cast a lone dissenting vote. The police department will now develop policies and procedures consistent with that order. However, Chief Edward L. Moore expressed some unease with the idea in a letter to the council prior to the vote on Monday, citing concerns around complying with federal law and the loss of federal funding. Moore wrote, and I quote, "I pledge that our department will perform as we have demonstrated over many years. We have no interest in becoming immigration officers or conducting unlawful interrogations of our residents. My opinion should not be interpreted as a resistance to the public will," end quote. However, Moore wrote, "Any order or resolution directing that a police officer be, and I quote, less than fully cooperative with another police agency runs antithetical to our standard practices and sensibilities as law enforcement agencies," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced a $70 million electric car rebate program on March the 21st. Governor Cuomo said, and I quote, "Reducing vehicle emissions is a critical part of this administration's efforts to fight climate change and reduce New York's carbon footprint. These highly anticipated rebates will make electric vehicles more affordable and accessible and support this state's nation-leading efforts to build a cleaner, greener New York for generations to come," end quote. In a continuing Twitter war between the two politicians, Congressperson John Fassel, Republican of Kinderhook, criticized Cuomo in a tweet about the program, writing, and I quote, "another example of unnecessary spending from Albany," end quote. Cuomo and Fassel have had a war of words after Fassel co-sponsored an amendment earlier this week to the Republican health care plan that would shift more costs to the states. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that an aide to Republican U.S. Senator John Fassel, the Republican of Kinderhook, observed March 21st as 150 gathered at the Ulster County Office Building in Kingston to discuss health care. Fassel has already indicated he will vote for the American Health Care Act, or Trump Care. Ulster County Executive Michael Hine organized the event and said, and I quote, "There have been over 50 votes to repeal the Affordable Care Act over 6 years to do precisely that. If you were tasked with doing that, you think, at the end of the day, you might have the most perfect, well-thought-out plan you have ever seen. But instead, what we have is a Frankenstein plan that is being assembled at the last minute to buy votes and rush to meet some sort of artificial deadline," end quote. Fassel's District Director Ryan McAllister sat in the front row and heard a lot of the boos for his boss. New Paltz residents Maureen Ford said, and I quote, "Whatever he's paying you, it's not enough. Don't take this personally, but my question is how much money will it take before he will show up at a town hall meeting," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 36 degrees, with wind chill values as low as minus 2 degrees. For Thursday night, increasing clouds with a temperature low of 19. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a chance of snow and sleet before noon, then a chance of rain and sleet between noon and 1 p.m., then a chance of rain after 1 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 44 degrees. For Friday night, a chance of rain. It will be cloudy with a low around 38. And on Saturday, rain is likely mainly before 2 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 52 degrees. Saturday night, rain likely mainly after 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 32. Sunrise today was at 6:51 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:11 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 23rd day of March 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.